On our program today, we're going to be visiting with Josh Heyer. He is the superintendent from the Ogden School District. Thanks for coming and joining us again.
Well, good morning. Thank you for having me.
So we had another, you've had two now, Dawn Discussions. How'd that go? Early, this, by the way, folks, way back on, what, the 7th of February?
It was, yeah. So the first Friday of every month, we're just trying to have open dialogue and communication with our community and an opportunity for me to be able to meet the community and or for them to be able to meet me. So that is at the Leonard Good Center from 7 to 9. And just open doors. Come on in and have some informal discussion about what's going on in the school district. Last time we kind of talked about master schedule and calendar and those types of things.
Sure.
And it was a little bit lighter than I would like, but nonetheless, I certainly welcome and encourage people to come in the future months.
You just tell them, say, you know what? It's always going to be that first Friday. Grab your friends. Come on in. Have some coffee.
Yes, absolutely.
You
and
know,
somebody
you don't need to
from
go to the McGraw Center at that hour of the morning. Come on
come
in.
Come on in. Yeah, whether it's myself or somebody else from the district, we will always have somebody there, and we encourage people to participate in that.
All right, well, let's talk about the fun we've just had. bitter cold, and making choices on do we send out bus. For you guys, there's a lot of rural routes out there, and cold is a challenge. Extreme cold is a real challenge.
We had a heck of a week last week.
Yeah, let's just put it that way.
Honestly, you know, and it doesn't matter what day, whether we were canceling, whether on time or even a two-hour delay, it was cold.
Yeah.
You know, so there's a number of factors that we look into, and I actually prepared an email and sent it out to our families, just kind of addressing the things that I'm thinking about there. And I think first and foremost, it's student priority is our safety. Can we get kids safe to school? And I think sometimes we just kind of look at our circumstances, our situation, and, hey, I'm going to drop my child off because I'm a parent drop-off, and for them to be outside for 5 or 10 seconds really isn't a big deal. But, you know, we're trying to make the decisions for the greater good. And, you know, with that, sometimes we're going to frustrate people with whatever decision we make. But just know that we're trying to make the best decision for the safety and well-being of everybody while taking in other considerations.
We go back a year. Of course, we had middle of January. That's when we had the massive snow. So that was pretty easy. We couldn't get down the road. You know, we had a lot, 20 inches of snow or whatever it was in the middle of January. And then the cold. This one, people could get around, but it was bitter.
It was. Yeah, you know, when you're waking up in the morning and you're seeing wind chill temps 31, 32 below, it's just simply not safe for kids to be out there waiting for a bus. Or we even have a number of students that walk to school, you know, and honestly, the frostbite can certainly occur. And I would rather go in, you know, the end of May or maybe even to June if we so have to make the hours that we need to in order to ensure our students are safe.
And that's the big thing now. Again, districts have, I think all districts I know of, have gone to hours, having so many hours that the state requires that you have teacher contact instead of days. It used to be days, so people would say, well, do you have snow days built in, things like that. There are ways for you to recover these hours. Again, if you get to that point, and most districts have ample number of hours at the beginning of the year.
Correct. So the state of Iowa has that 1,080 hours for students that you need to meet. And we actually entered into this school year with, I think, a little over 1,100 hours built into our calendar. So we had a buffer of 20 to 25 hours. And due to the circumstances, the weather, we have certainly depleted a good number of those. And we'll wait and see. The winter months are not over yet. You know, March and or April could bring us something. So once we have a little bit of a better handle on exactly what that looks like, I'll make a recommendation to my board, and then we'll communicate that accordingly to our families.
Time, there's still time.
There is time.
And the gopher or groundhog, I guess it was, said 8-6 more weeks, and so we got middle of March before we do that anyway. So, otherwise, for the district, let's see, you did have one of the meetings that came up yesterday, I think, is contract negotiations. Had a special meeting for that, and again, that's pretty easy. The association will say, we would like to open up our negotiations. Here's what we're looking at. The district responds. And we go into closed session and then get it wrapped up.
Absolutely.
You've been pretty fortunate the last few years being able to get it done fairly quickly.
You know, I feel that we got a good working relationship with our Ogden Education Association, and you know, we're ultimately coming to the table with the same goal in mind, and is we want to treat our teachers and staff members the best we can. You know, they're our most valuable resource, and we are in negotiations this year. We had previously a two-year contract, so we're in those discussions, and we're optimistic that everything's going to work out the way that it should.
So I know that the legislature, one of the things they did last year was increasing teacher pay and stuff like that. What kind of impact is that having for you? Because I know they sent some dollars along with it.
They did increase some TSS, you know, and I would say whenever we can increase and pay teachers, that is a good thing. But I think sometimes people don't fully understand the ramifications of the decisions that are made. So that minimum salary raised up, and what it did is it caused compaction within our schedule. Mm-hmm. So you got a first-year teacher versus a 30-year teacher, and that range is really a little bit tighter. So we're navigating and working through those things. We want to make sure that we're treating people the best that we can. While that decision of moving the minimum salary up to this next year is actually $50,000, is a good thing. It is also causing some challenges for us just to make sure that
list.
Absolutely. We don't want a first-year teacher making the same as a fifth-year teacher. Yeah. So we're just trying to navigate those things and treat people the best we can under the circumstances that we are in. Yeah. And hopefully over a couple years, we'll be able to iron all this out and get people where they need to be.
Yeah, you're not the only district doing this, working your way through that. And then at the same time, most teachers, and I think Ogden's no different than the others, they're going out and they're earning extra credits and they're building their resume, so to speak. But, you know, you get a master's, that's a big jump.
Absolutely. So, you know, that's something where you start talking about lane changes, you know, and whether somebody goes and gets, you know, additional credits towards a graduate degree or actually secures that graduate degree. In theory, they're going to become a better educator, and we want to hold on to them. They're going to be able to provide better instruction for our students, and we want to be able to compensate them for the time and energy that they put in order to secure that master's degree. But yeah, we do compensate people accordingly for them to be able to go back and get that advanced degree.
This is the time of the year when, at least on the staffing side, I know you get you have teacher leaders that head up the different curriculum or different categories. And anyway, in that, are they all pretty comfortable where they're at? I know because I see sometimes some adjustments within there, and it's kind of like a living thing, because what are we doing? Are we getting our best opportunity out there? And most of the teacher leaders are probably your better teachers.
They are some of our best teachers. And really, we've really looked at is the TLC program, which is probably 12 years old, teacher leadership compensation. The state of Iowa has kind of gone a little bit away with it. They're funding it, but they're allowing some flexibility on what school districts do. From Ogden's perspective, we value that. You know, I view that it's a continuous improvement model, and we have people that are coaching our teachers to become better educators. So we kind of have instructional coaches, so to speak, in both of our campuses. And then we have kind of lead teachers that are underneath of them supporting subgroups of individuals. So we have no intentions on moving away from that model. Yep. I think that model is currently working for us. And I appreciate the things that our teacher leaders in those positions are doing, supporting all of our others.
I know I see sometimes after some of the leaders after a while, so I need to get back in the classroom for a year or something like that, because coming up out of the teacher side of it, you know what it's like. You get away from it, sometimes you kind of lose contact with your students.
You know, we all get into this profession, and it's not because of the money. It's because we want to make a difference in the kids' life. And sometimes when you change positions, you move seats, you forget what you actually got in your purpose. So yeah, every once in a while you will see somebody that maybe is an administrator or in an instructional coach position, and they say, you know what, I appreciated jumping from this spot to that spot, but I want to get back to my purpose, and my purpose is working with kids.
Yeah, I know you guys have been pretty busy with a few other things going on. All school districts have been working on, we mentioned the contract negotiations, but budget work, been piling away, getting all of the numbers together, and waiting to see what the legislature does. And But bottom line for your district, and because you got it, I mean, you know, they set out a whole new thing. You got a whole bunch of different, well, what do we want to call them? You got different public hearings to hold. Let's go with that.
Yeah, we got a lot of different certain dates and requirements that we need to meet in order for that to happen. We had to move forward. You know, we still don't know what our SSA is going to be, state supplemental aid. We're optimistic that they're going to settle for, you know, a 2.25, 2.5 in those areas. But nonetheless, for Ogden, we are on budget guarantee for this upcoming school year.
Okay.
And for our listeners, what that ultimately means is that we had some decline in enrollment, and we are funded based off of the number of kids that are in our district. And whenever your number is less than 1%, increase in growth, they consider that budget guarantee. So we're able to guarantee that our budget will be able to grow by that 1%.
Okay.
We are on that, so we were able to kind of be able to figure out what our max tax rate would be, and we set that public hearing for later in March. I think our evaluation last year was, or excuse me, not evaluation, but our tax rate was 1348, and we published a 1345 per thousand, which would be our max. It could always go lower based off of what that SSA is.
Yeah, well, again, we know that's the maximum amount, and the rest will be adjusted when we get the rest of the numbers.
Correct.
And do that. And that's pretty good. Coming back, coming down a little bit. We do know there were value increases we've seen in the county this tax year. Probably going to see this again coming up in a couple of years again, because the odd-numbered years, new valuations come out. But that does not have an impact on what we're doing now.
That's correct. Yeah, it's kind of a year in the review. But really, ultimately, what we started to look at is there's some levers that we were able to move, and we needed to... That budget guarantee, some of that burden goes back into our property tax so that we can make sure that we got that. So our general budget, we were able to make sure that we get that where we needed it to be. And then we move some other levers, such as maybe management and those types of things, to be able to make sure that we are coming in with a budget that's comparable to what we actually are operating in this year.
Sure. Does Ogden use the instructional support levy?
We do have the instructional support levy in place. I think it's set to actually expire in a year or two. Here, so, but yes, that is something we use.
And again, most districts do, again, which can be done a combination ways. It's up to each district, some from income tax, some from property tax. Again, it's up to each district.
We have it in place, and I think that our language is actually as equal as possible. So we do have some of that is in a surtax as well as in the property tax.
So again, those are some of the other things that are going on in there. So bottom line is really your budget, feeling pretty comfortable about
that. We are feeling good. We feel like we're in a good place. We got some of our public meetings established, and we're optimistic that we'll be able to meet, obviously, those deadlines that are, I believe we have to have everything in place by April 30th. Yeah. So we'll have our regular meetings. We might have another special meeting into March, early April, in order to meet those deadlines.
But it was easier to come together. I mean, again, like you said, people forget there are, school budgeting is a whole different animal, because it's all about spending authority.
Correct.
What you have for the authority to spend. And again, that goes up and down, but there are certain, everybody says there's separate buckets in education, folks, and again, they don't always mix and match. They give you some flexibility in some areas. The legislature started doing that. A little more would be nice, but we'll see what they come up with.
That's correct, Jim.
So one thing I know that's coming up for you, you're going to have in March, your calendar, the public hearing on the calendar, we got that going on. Most will be doing that in the month of March, and so far it still looks like the 25th of August.
We have that we have actually set that for our March 10th regular meeting for our public hearing for the 25-26 school calendar. Currently Iowa Code says that you can start on August 23rd. That is Saturday this coming school year. So our proposal is to start on Monday the 25th. And there's certain things that our community just continues to look and anticipate. Mm-hmm. And we really ultimately rolled our calendar that we had this year. We rolled it forward with a few modifications.
Pretty much identical.
Yep. So. Yep. Absolutely. With graduation the week before Memorial, hopefully getting out. I think we're coming back 3 days after Memorial, but we'll be done before June.
So, yeah. And there's that requirement, graduates, five days?
5 days or 30 hours. Yeah. So. Yep. So we kind of have to make sure that we're meeting those requirements as well.
So we got that part done, but good. Everybody, board felt comfortable with it anyway. Just not a lot of changes, so easy to go.
We moved everything basically forward, and we're hopeful that, honestly, we have that public hearing, and that will be set, and we'll communicate that to our families.
And Ogden does the early out Wednesdays every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday. One thing that I've heard is that we understand the value of why you're having that professional development, but from a parent's perspective, they just want to make sure that's consistent.
Yeah.
So that currently what we are looking at and doing is we just continue to have that Wednesday early out so that our teachers can really engage in that professional development and the parents know what to expect.
All right. Well, we've got that part done. What other things have been, I know the last time we talked a little bit, we were still talking about what kind of ideas do we have for parking. And again, that's going to be one of the projects you'll have coming up. Do you have other facility things that you're looking at?
You know, we're actually engaging in conversation with FRK. They've done some previous work in our district, and they're doing some facility master planning. So over the month of January, February, they led us through some internal meetings, just mm-hmm. kind of looking at what our needs, what we anticipate our needs are based off of future programming. Mm-hmm. And then in the month of March and April, I'm going to invite some of our community members in to kind of gain their perspective. You know, either what was their experience when they were in school and what maybe might they have wanted, as well as they have kids maybe that are at our lower grades or currently in our middle school, high school, and what programs do they want for their kids? So we're eager to receive that report to kind of look at that. We did a facilities audit last mm-hmm. year to kind of look at underneath the hood of the car, so to speak. And we're really trying to marry both of those reports together to inform the board on, hey, this is the steps that we need to maybe take to move forward with our facility plans moving sure. forward.
So your strategic plan, I know you that was one thing you wanted and this would be the first, full school year?
It is the first full school year with that in place. And, you know, I think it's really our guiding document. It's our Northern Star, if you will. It's really just making sure that the decisions that we're making, the professional development, the continuous improvement, that we are continuing to align to the direction that we want to go. It's been a good this year. We've identified some things that we are working on in both mm-hmm. campuses as well as the district. And we'll assess that information that we get at the end of the year and set goals for the future year based off of the information that we have.
Well, we've had a lot of extracurricular activities that have been going on. We're changing seasons now, getting to that point. And again, some had difficult seasons, but students, they like to get out there and play.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, at the end of the day, I'm also very proud of all of our kids and what experiences we're able to provide for the winter months, ranging from our fine arts to activities, the different clubs that kids are involved in. So we have kids that are competing with us on the basketball court, and then they're yeah. putting their basketball down, and they're actually grabbing an instrument and going and performing for us. And I think that's what makes us special. You know, those small schools, you're yeah. able to dabble in a little bit of everything, and that makes a well-rounded student. But yeah, we wrapped up the winter season with some success, both really in our girls' wrestling program. We had three girls that actually qualified for state. And then our boys' program was young this year, but we actually yeah. had two individuals last week compete down in Wells Fargo. So it was exciting to see some of our students be able to compete at the state level as they did.
And we know younger ones, as they get older, they draw other younger ones into it as well.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a conversation with Coach Sundell last week, and I think he said 11 of his 14 wrestling spots, they were first-year varsity wrestlers.
Wow.
And a good portion of them will be returning next year. So we're super appreciative of our seniors and, you know, the foundation that they established, but we're also very excited about the future holds yeah. for us.
And we definitely know we've got runners that are there and will be back out here come springtime. So,
well, it's crazy.
In fact, they might already be running. I don't know.
It's crazy to think, but yesterday was the first day of track practice. Yeah. So it's hard to imagine that last week we're talking about canceling school because of negative 30 plus, and today or this week we're talking about 50 degree weather and kids outside maybe running.
And they will too. Otherwise, most everything else going along pretty good. Again, like I said, I know Monday night was the contract negotiations, opening that. I anticipate it'll go fairly smoothly again. Like you said, it has over the last several years. You guys usually can wrap up fairly quickly. So.
Yeah. Other than that, honestly, it is parent-teacher conference week. Yeah. So we had that obviously last night. We'll have it Thursday as well. So hopefully if you haven't heard from a teacher or the buildings and you want to come in, we certainly welcome you to engage in those conversations with our teachers about what's taking place. Reach out to the counselor, not the counselors, reach out to the front office.
Sure.
And they'll be able to support you with that. Other things that I just want to mention, and I've said this a few times, is that we do have the Bulldog Ball coming up.
Yeah.
That would be on March 7th.
Yeah.
Let me make sure. So. Yep.
We're
I actually have that wrong, Jim. It is actually on Saturday, March 8th.
March 8th.
Yep.
Okay.
And if you're interested in doing that, I think there's a number of things on social media, and or you can go to our school website, and there will be more information about how to participate in that.
Big fundraiser for Bulldogs.
For the school.
Yeah, for the school.
That's yep. They've continued to support for over a decade now.
So keep going. And once again, that'll be at the community building at the fairgrounds.
That is correct.
All right. Yeah, I do appreciate you taking time to come and visit with us and let us know what's going on in Ogden. Again, you got the public hearings coming up, things like that. Thought I saw you at the chamber thing, too. That was they just had, a week or so ago.
Yeah, last Thursday, I actually was the speaker for the Blue Coats.
Yeah.
So we're really trying to get that up and going, and had great conversation with some of our community members that really a group of people that are unified in their goals. You know, they want a successful community, a successful business, successful school. So we all kind of came together, and I just talked about, honestly, school finance with them.
There we go. Let them know what's happening.
Yes.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.